T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Some people think they're always right.
It's at your service. KMOX, 1120 AM, 98.7 FM. Of course, you can listen online at odyssey.com/KMOX. What's up, everybody? My name's Rachel Zimmerman. Really, really happy to be here tonight. You might know me from the Dave Glover Show. We have been broadcasting here on KMOX for about, 2 months now, since March 22nd. So afternoons, 2 to 6, me and Dave Glover and Tony Colombo, we try to have some fun. Loving it down here. So just really happy to be here. Very happy to have the opportunity to sit in tonight. I'm joined by Mike Anderson of KMOX. Hey, Mike.
Hey, happy to be here.
I'm really glad you're here. Me and Mike are buddies. He's worked on the DGS with me, and he's great to have around for, you know, nerve-wracking situations like this. And then, of course, I have one of my best buds, Andrew Stolz, with me.
Hey, happy to.
I'm on the wrong line.
It's okay.
I thought it would be this one.
You know
one.
What? You had it turned on yourself.
Mike asked. And you know what's funny?
You were halfway there.
I was going to make a joke. I was going to make a joke at Mike's expense by saying it in the exact same way that Mike did. And then, even though he asked me earlier, he said, "Are you going to work your own mic?" And I was like, "Oh, I think so." And then I hit the wrong button. I'm so sorry, guys.
What I'm doing over here.
I'm so sorry, guys. Yes, I'm thrilled to be here.
So, Andrew and I have worked together for years and years at 97.1. We've been friends since we were teenagers. Happy to have you here. If you would like to talk to us about anything tonight, I would love to take some listener phone calls. Basically, whatever is on your mind. You guys are the ones listening every night. It's your show. If we're not getting to a topic that you think should be covered during At Your Service, give me a call. It's 314-531-1120. We should have a pretty fun show tonight. In this hour, we are going to talk to Abby Larico from KSDK News Channel 5. A very lovely woman is going to tell us about rental scams happening in the St. Louis area. You know, the real estate market is so red hot right now. You keep hearing all these stories of, I'm trying to get a house, but everything just, you know, people buy it cash right away, or 30 offers on a house in one day. It's just nuts. And that is translating into some people are getting scammed when they're trying to find a place to live. So Abby's going to fill us in on that. And then we're going to talk to our friend Sue Thomas, who is a real estate agent. She's down on 97.1 and KEZK, and she's amazing. She, real estate agent, been doing it for years and years. She's just going to give us some of her experience the past couple months in this red hot market. So,
and no spoilers to what Sue will want to talk about necessarily, but she, I think, has had that cash. She knows about that cash trouble, about you know, multiple contracts on one house, and then as soon as, you know, you think you've got a buyer or whatever, somebody swoops in with cash and snatches it up, and it's insane.
She's got a lot of real world experience with that, and it's just always fun to talk to Sue. So that's the show for the 8 o'clock hour. I guess last night was the flower blood moon. Have you guys heard about this? The super flower blood moon. It's very intimidating sounding.
I mean, it's got everything I like in the title, so I'm with you so far.
It's got blood, it's got flowers.
Blood, it's got flowers.
And it's super. So that's exactly what we're looking for. It's really pretty from what I can see online. I don't know if we got like a great shot of it here in St. Louis or any of the surrounding areas where people might be listening. I always love stuff like that, but I feel like it always passes me by, you know. I think, oh, that's Wednesday night, right? And it was actually Tuesday night. So we do have a little extended forecast from our pal Dave Murray, who was on Fox 2 for years and years, chief meteorologist here at KMOX and at KFDK down the hall. We'll play that in a second here. We had a beautiful day today, but he was warning of some inclement weather that might be coming in. So we'll play that in a second. Andrew, I wanted to talk to you about this post-COVID, or, you know, getting to be post-COVID world we're living in. About 2 weeks ago, our pal Tony had a band gig, his first ever gig for his band Tony Colombo and the North County Sound Machine.
Rocked it.
Out in St. Peter's. And it was 2 or 3 days after the CDC came out and said, guess what? If you're fully vaccinated, you don't have to worry about that mask anymore. You are protected. So I feel like you and I, along with many other people in the country, went, okay, if you say so.
All right, then.
And we decided to go out and see Tony's band. And I just wanted to touch on that really quick. It was so fun. First of all, seeing our friend play and being in, just seeing him on stage was really, really cool. I think anyone can relate to that. If you have a friend in the arts or it, performing or just putting themselves out there in any way, it makes you so proud to see it happen. Mm-hmm. But then there was this whole other layer of, whoa, we're back into the real world. Like, we're able to be out. I don't have a piece of fabric over my face, which I was always happy to do. But, you know, if you're fully protected and you know you're fully protected, let's get out there and live a little. And it was just so cool to see, you know, our own little slice of the world open back up. And I want to take that energy and just grab a hold of it and keep it all summer long. And, like, I think this is going to be one of the greatest summers of anyone's lives, like just knowing like we're back out there, people, yeah, let's get this going.
To, being able to bounce back, because we did do that and it worked out, I think, very well. I mean, it worked out. I mean, we didn't get a call. I don't think anybody that was there that night did, because I think everybody was you know, vaccinated.
We were following
up
the guidelines.
Yeah. And we're both vaccinated up, and it's such a good feeling that it works. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, it's just I spent so much time afraid that it wouldn't, right? So much time afraid that, like, none of this was going to stick.
We were always going to wear masks. We were always going to be distancing from each other. And this was just, you know, you live in that world long enough and you start to get kind of beaten down and think, like, okay, I guess life is just like this now. And that night was just a great symbol of, no, it's not like this now. Life moves on. We're going to move past this whole thing. No, we're not out of it yet. But it's a really good sign that we're given this green light to start living a little bit more again. So just a really great feeling.
Yeah. And you remember the run-in that I had trying to help a lady who had imbibed a bit too much.
Yeah.
And she was like breathing directly into my face. And I was like, oh, no, here we go. This is it. This is the big one. And it didn't end up happening.
Yeah.
And it was a nice feeling. It was nice to be back out. As you said, in that energy again, mm-hmm. of everybody being that sort of that crazy chaotic world that we used to know. It's good to know that it's still out there and we can have it back.
So listeners, if you are out, you know, maybe you're getting back into the swing of things. Maybe you're on your way to a restaurant right now or to see some friends. We're happy that you're listening to us. If you're sitting at home, if you're at work, we're happy to be talking to you again. If you'd like to maybe get your comments on the show, 314-531-1120. Let's go ahead and get some commercials in. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Abby Larico from KSDK.
Next Level Listening. News Radio 1120 AM, 98.7 FM, KMOX. The voice of St. Louis.
At your service on KMOX, I'm Rachel Zimmerman filling in tonight. Very, very happy to be here. Apparently, I have been giving you guys the wrong number to call. I've been giving you a contest line, and we're not giving anything away right now. So the real number for KMOX is 314-436-7900. That's 314-436-7900. Thank you, Mike, for putting me on the right path. So I'm very excited to talk to Abby Larico from KSDK News Channel 5. She's been on the Dave Glover Show with us before, and she is just absolutely lovely. I ran across this piece that she did about renters getting scammed right now in St. Louis. We know we have this red hot real estate market, and I guess it never occurred to me that that could bleed over to renters. So first of all, Abby, thank you so much for calling in tonight. We appreciate your time.
Hey, Rachel, good to talk to you. Thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, of course. So I wanted to start. Apparently, there are a bunch of fake listings out there for people looking for a new home to rent.
Yeah, I mean, as if it's not already stressful enough to figure out where you're going to live, in any given situation, right? But then add on the fact that we're climbing out of a pandemic, we're trying to get things back to normal, you're trying to find the next place to live. And in some cases, I've talked to some people who are trying to maybe, I don't know, start a new path in life for various reasons. Life situations changed a lot over the last year, just like they do any year. And now they're trying to find a place to live. And it is very difficult. And so one of the things that actually came to my attention when I was trying to report on this story, as you said, it started with kind of looking into the real estate market situation here that we're calling red hot. But people are getting burned by it are those who can't find place. Renters are having to now compete with people who want to buy a house but can't because this market is so insane. And so there are more people trying to rent these houses. And people are taking advantage of that by scamming them, putting these listings. In some cases, it's a real rental listing. They put on Facebook. They pretend that they're the ones who have the right to start renting this place out. They ask you for your personal information to run a background check on you. They might even ask you for a security deposit or application fee. They have no right to rent the place out. In some cases, the place isn't even for rent. It's for sale. So a lot of people out there, especially Facebook, Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace is a big one. People are really having to be careful about the listings that they're getting excited about.
Yeah, and I would assume maybe a lot of these scammers are asking for these deposits and this personal information before the renter even has an opportunity to look at the residence, right?
Right. Or there was one woman with whom I spoke who, you know, recently divorced, has a young teenage son, just trying to find her place because apartment living for various reasons isn't right for her. And she even was given the opportunity to see a place. So she thinks maybe this person does have their real estate license or something. They're, you know, it's kind of sophisticated. A lot of people can get their real estate license and then just not actually have the right still to be showing the place for rent. But then another, I don't know if you'd call this as much of a scam because it's a little harder to pinpoint, but something else that renters are dealing with is folks who just collect a lot of applications because every time somebody applies, they can get another $70, $75, and then they just keep collecting it instead of ever actually picking someone to move in, and they keep the property vacant and they're making money off of that.
Wow. And I'm sure that's not just a one-time $75 fee for these people looking for a place to live. They're probably applying to five or six different places at once, just trying to find something that sticks. So, man, that's scary. So, Abby,
yeah.
I'm a little bit of like a Zillow troll, I would say. I am always looking at home for sale, and then I'm always looking for places for rent. It's just fun for me to look at these pieces of real estate. And you're right. It's really hard in the first place and really stressful to find a place that actually works for you, that has everything you want, that's in the area you want, and that's actually within your budget. So it's scary to think that people are getting their hopes up and then finding out that these listings aren't even real. But then when you're able to find a listing that's actually the real deal, it's so competitive trying to get into it that I thought I read in your article here that people are offering much higher above like the actual rental rate to try to muscle their way into these homes.
It is insane. So you think you might have your, you know, $10,000 that you need to put down on a place to get going. And nope, the place is selling for $30,000 over asking price in some situations. It is totally wild. And I was actually just looking at the most recent housing report from St. Louis Association of Realtors, and that was from mid-April. And they're saying once again, I mean, everything from the median sales price to, you know, how many, that's all up. The inventory continues to be down, and it doesn't look like it's going anywhere anytime fast. But what I will say is, yes, I'm a Zillow troll too. I remember I went through a breakup and downloaded Realtor.com instead of Tinder because that was awesome for me.
Oh, you're a girl after my own heart. This is amazing.
Exactly. But in St. Louis, you can do that kind of thing, you know, because St. Louis has that affordable housing with different diverse communities that are so great. And that's what attracts people to St. Louis. I'm actually, I spoke with Gail Brown, who's a realtor broker, and she made a very good point that St. Louis isn't going to be able to keep calling itself this very affordable, attractive place for a lot of different communities if something doesn't change with this market. So it could wind up impacting all of us, even if we aren't interested in buying, selling, or moving right now.
And such a shame. It's terrible anytime anyone's going through a hard time like this. And it's very awful anytime someone's getting scammed. But when it's directly related to your home or looking for a home, your home is supposed to be your sanctuary. So this is just awful. I'm really glad that you kind of rose awareness on this for people in the St. Louis area. I guess if you are looking for a place to live, if your spidey sense is tingling, if something is not feeling right, it's probably better to listen to your gut than to plow forward and pursue something, right?
Yeah. And you know what? Whether it's a dating app or a house app, it's good to do a quick Google search. It's, you know, whatever you're interested in and looking, just type that address in, because with some of the things that I was able to find on Facebook, it was as simple as searching the address of the property, realizing it was the property next door that was actually for rent, seeing the actual rental listing on Zillow and noticing that there was a rental company logo in the bottom corner of each picture that happened to be cropped out on Facebook. So Google can be your friend in this kind of thing. It doesn't take super spidey senses or deep investigative journalism skills to figure some of these out, luckily, sometimes.
Abby, before I let you go, will you tell the listening audience about your podcast, Abby Eats St. Louis?
Oh, yes, I would be happy to. Abby Eats St. Louis comes out every Thursday. It's available wherever you get your podcasts, as they say. So Spotify, the Apple Podcast app, those are kind of the big ones. And I'm really excited about the episode that's coming out tomorrow. So I don't know if you've followed all of the development that's happening in Augusta right now, where the Hoffman family of companies is essentially trying to turn Augusta, Missouri into the Napa Valley of the Midwest.
Oh, wow.
It's these multimillionaire families that just, you know, it's a multimillionaire family that invests all over the place, but they're from Washington, Missouri. So they decided, you know, what better than to really try to change the landscape by taking advantage of the landscape of wine country of Missouri. And I'm really excited about that interview because, I mean, calling up a millionaire on a Thursday afternoon while he's driving a golf cart around a vineyard in Augusta is always a fun conversation. I wish he would have had a few more glasses of wine ahead of time, but I still think it was fun.
I'm going to have to listen to that one. That is really exciting to know that they're trying to do that with Augusta. So I know I can find you on Apple Podcasts. Is Abby Eats St. Louis anywhere else?
We are on Spotify is another good one, and those are where I listen to podcasts, so I know there are other ones. Podbean.com/AbbyEatsSt. Louis, ABBY, and then ST Louis. And we're also on Instagram, so I'm going to be posting. David Hoffman kept telling me all about how gorgeous his view was while I was sitting in my condo doing the interview with him. He's bragging about his view, so I had him text me a picture, so I'll be posting that on Instagram tonight.
Awesome. Abby, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And everybody go listen to Abby Eats St. Louis whenever you get a chance. Thanks for your time tonight.
Oh, great talking to you, Rachel. Have a good night.
You too. She's awesome. I am really sad to hear about those rental scams, though. Have you ever been in a situation like that, Andrew? Like looking for an apartment and gotten your heart broken?
Yes. My second apartment, actually, I will not name exactly where it was here. It's a notable place. But my second apartment,
it was in the Arch.
I had
the top of the Arch.
I had a landlord who said that he would
can afford it.
Keeping an office there at all times. Pretty quickly, he just kind of vanished. When I was trying to move out and trying to get rid of the lease and everything, I looked for his company. I could not find his company anywhere. His company had vanished. He had completely vanished.
Wow.
And I have not spoken to him since then. He ghosted me. He just vanished out of this place and his company disappeared off the face of the earth.
Man, yeah, people have to be careful. I had a friend who was looking at a house and was so excited for it, was within the budget, and like all of the hopes and dreams were riding on this, and it turned out to not exist. They almost lost a bunch of money on it. So really glad that did not happen.
Oh, also, that was the same landlord where he showed up and in my apartment when he thought I was gone and I was still there, and I walked out of my bedroom and he was like showing somebody else the apartment.
Yeah, don't do that, man. What's up, Mike?
This exact thing happened to my sister. She's a travel nurse, so she does about 3-month stints in different parts of the country. And she was set to do 3 months in Seattle. And so she looked on Craigslist, is where she ended up finding a place that she thought was going to be great. Had to put a $2,000 deposit down.
No.
Got to Seattle with all of her stuff and found out that it was a complete, total lie. She called the real estate agent that was linked on the page, which in hindsight probably should have done beforehand. But the real estate agent said that within the last 2 days, she had about 5 calls saying,
"Oh my goodness,
this scammer had used her link without her consent to make their website, to make their posting look more legit." And yeah, she was never compensated, just out $2,000 and suddenly in Seattle without a place to live.
Man, that takes a special kind of evil to do that to a traveling nurse, too.
Yeah, I think the person claimed, too, that, "Oh, this will be perfect because I'm going down to San Antonio to take care of my elderly grandmother for the same 3 months that you're coming to Seattle."
Unbelievable.
Lo and behold, it was all part of the lie.
I am so sorry that that happened. And just awful to prey on someone who can't really get out to see the property first because of the nature of their job. They're just looking for something stable. That is just absolutely awful. So everybody stay vigilant if you're looking for a place. Do everything you can to make sure that it is legit before you put any sort of money down.
Google and follow the links.
Exactly. All right, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk to my friend Sue Thomas. You're listening to At Your Service on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Get the inside story on what's happening with your St. Louis Cardinals this season directly from the Redbirds manager. It's the Mike Schilt Show, Sunday mornings at 10:15, sponsored by Bath Fitter, on your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, KMOX.
What a great band. You're listening to At Your Service on KMOX. We're at 1120 AM, 98.7 FM. You can always listen online at odyssey.com/KMOX. That 98.7 FM is a relatively new signal for the station. So if you've ever been a little frustrated, "Oh, I've got a little bit too much static with the AM," try 98.7 FM. You might find it to your liking. Thanks again to Abby Larico. She was awesome letting us know the scary stuff that is going on with the rental situation in St. Louis. People are getting scammed. It's important to stay vigilant, stay woke, everybody. Now we welcome my very good friend and kind of a mentor. I mean, let's go ahead and call it what it is. Sue Thomas. You can hear her every day on the Mark Cox Show, the Mark Reardon Show. She's on KEZK. She's working hard. Sue, thank you so much for patching into the board tonight and coming on At Your Service on KMOX.
Oh my gosh, this is so fun. Thanks for having me.
So over quarantine, I, like a lot of people, thought, what am I doing with my life? Do I need more skills? A lot of people took up baking. A lot of people took up exercising. I decided, you know what? I'll go ahead and get my real estate license because I really look up to Sue. It's something that she does. She's great at it. It just seemed like a good skill to have. So I ended up getting my license. Sue gave me so much incredible advice and it's just been so great. So Sue, thank you for that.
Of course.
And I wanted to ask you, for the people listening at home, maybe they, you know, haven't been paying that much attention, but we've been referring to the market as red hot. There's a lot going on. Can you tell us what is going on with the real estate market right now and why is it making so many headlines?
Well, it's a seller's market. It's an unprecedented seller's market, which essentially means we have really low inventory. There just aren't enough houses out there for the amount of buyers that we have. So as a result, right, there are more lookers than there are anything for sale. So houses sell really fast. It leads to bidding wars because everybody is looking for a place, but there are very few places. And also, it's driving the home prices up. Even nationwide, you know, I read about this stuff. And nationwide, the home average home price is up 17.2%. And the average home sales price, now this is in the entire U.S., right? Little tiny houses, the big houses, $329,100. That is a record high.
That is crazy.
So it's nuts. If you have a buyer right now, it's a small nightmare to try to find them a place. If you have a seller, woohoo!
Right.
You're going to get multiple contracts. It's nuts.
So, Sue, do you think that part of this is as a result of the pandemic? People are at home and they're realizing, you know what, I was going to sell, but I think I'm just going to stay here. Or I've been at home all year and I'm realizing that my house just doesn't have everything that I need. Let me try to find a place. Do you think that has anything to do with this shortage?
I don't know, Rachel. I think at the beginning, it was pandemic related, or at least that was a factor, right? Because you're thinking, I don't want people tromping through my house during a pandemic, right? And then you think, well, all right, now it can work from home. If I can work from home, I guess I really don't need to buy a place. And then from there, it just went nuts because some people do have to move. It doesn't matter whether you have tromping people through your house. You got to go. But then it just became a problem within itself because then now today, if I were to say, OK, I'll put my house on the market, gosh, I can make a really nice amount of money. But where am I going to go?
Absolutely. Yeah. So speaking of people stomping through the house during the pandemic, as a agent, what really changed for you during the lockdown months when everyone was sheltering at home? Did you do a lot of sending Zillow links and hoping that the place was okay? Like, what was that like for you?
Well, they shut it down. Okay. In a normal situation, if I have a house on the market and you as an agent that you are call or, you know, actually you do it online to make an appointment to show it. Well, you would have multiple showings. That's fine. You could have overlapping showings. Nope. You could only do it one at a time. And they were really particular about who could go through, how many people could be there. You had to wear a mask. They had really hard, you know, strict showing in things or instructions, I should say. And open houses just disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
So it was different that way, but a lot didn't happen. We were frozen up for a couple months. And then when things started kicking in, then it got better. And stuff started moving. But for a while, it didn't move at all.
So you were saying before we went on the air that you experienced something similar to what happened to Mike's sister. You had someone on Craigslist kind of steal the identity of one of your properties.
Rachel, and I put this thing on and about a day and a half later, and it was a cute little house, still in the city limits, but close to Afton. And, you know, I had all the professional pictures done. And I got a call from an agent, and he said, I just saw this listing. He had a person who was looking to rent and had seen this house and said, hey, will you call? I just saw this. And the guy, the agent, had something, you know, go wrong before with a renter. So he actually looked it up in MLS, saw that it was my listing and called to give me a heads up. Yes, somebody had stolen the link and took all the pictures and put it up as a rental on Craigslist.
absolutely off. It really makes me mad that someone did that to Sue. Like, it's bad enough to do it, but not to Sue Thomas.
Extra mad.
Oh, you got to go through me and Andrew for that.
Thank you, too. But it was crazy. And I didn't know that that was going on.
Yeah.
Right? So we called him, or the other agent did, and I called my manager to say what to do. But in the meantime, the guy had gotten a whiff that we were on to him, or had a call about it, and he immediately pulled it. When I went to see it, it was gone. And that was probably half an hour after the guy called me.
Sue, do you have any examples of, you know, people putting in tons of bids for a home, or maybe someone offering to pay cash?
Rachel. Okay. Over the weekend, I have a buyer.
Oh, this is a recent story. This
yes,
is perfect.
Baby. Okay. Over the weekend, I have somebody we used to work with is a nice client of mine, but this is her first house. So she is looking for something, you know, under 150. So we're looking at these houses throughout the area. But here's, well, I've got two things to tell you, but I'll start with this one. So we go to look at a house, and what agents are doing now is, let's say they'll do coming soon, and they'll say what date it will go on the market, and then you can make your appointments. So let's say it goes on the market on a Thursday. They will show it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then on Monday, they will say, get all of your offers in by 8 p.m., because we're just going to review them all in one day.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, you know you're going to be up against a whole ton. So we looked at it on Saturday. We looked at it, and it was great. She wants to write on it. Well, we have to look under 150 now, if that's her top, because everybody is going to be over asking price. In other words, normally, if I were looking for somebody for 150, I'll go up to 155 because we might, you know, do a deal. Now
right.
we have to go that much under, maybe 125, 130, because you're going to have to write over the amount.
Wow, that is crazy.
So when I heard from the agent that we did not get it, here she sent me a breakdown. There were 28 offers on this house.
In the course of a couple days?
4 days.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, 26 of those were over asking price.
Wow. It really is a seller's dream right now.
Yes.
I mean, great it's, for them,
yes.
terrible for a buyer.
It's complete insanity. They had offers of as is, we'll just take it like it is. They had a couple of cash offers. They have some people that will completely, and when I say as is, they essentially are waiving all of the inspections.
So
it's nuts, Rachel.
So this nice client is still looking for a house then?
Yeah. Yep. We're going out again this weekend. The best way to do it, if you see something come on, you have to get there almost immediately. But when they delay it and let everybody see it for 4 days, it takes all the competition. I mean, you know you're going to be up against a ton of offers.
Now, maybe you have no idea, but do you see this slowing down anytime soon?
Yeah, people who guess as to when that will happen are making it up.
Right?
I mean, I don't know is the answer.
I love an honest answer.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just... Who knows? Normally, you know, in the St. Louis market, I'm sure this is a national thing, we have about 3 to 4 months worth of inventory. Right now, we've got about one.
Wow.
So it's just way low. Sorry, Andrew, what were you going to say?
And building a house isn't any better right now, right?
Well, lumber is up, was it 200% or 300%?
I think 200.
And okay, thank you. 200%. So when you do go to build a house now, of course, it depends on when you get in. I have a couple clients that theirs will be finished in July, and they already had nailed down a price before the lumber shortage really hit. But you can expect to pay, I read today, 30% more for a new home in some areas. You know, depends on the deal you cut, of course, because of the cost of lumber.
Wow.
Gotcha. So Sue is a real estate agent at Berkshire Hathaway. Her website is suetom.com if you'd like to take a look at what she can do for you. She's also a radio traffic reporter on 97.1 and 102.5 KZK. And she's my pal.
That's
Sue, that
right,
was,
baby.
This is exactly what we needed to hear. Thank you so much for joining us tonight on At Your Service.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening to KMOX.
Earning St. Louis's trust for 96 years. This is KMOX.
Stuck in the shade where there's no sunshine.
At your service, KMOX, 1120 AM, 98.7 FM, odyssey.com/KMOX. I'm Rachel Zimmerman, sitting in the big chair tonight. Really happy to be here. You can hear me every day on the Dave Glover Show from 2 to 6 p.m. right here on KMOX. So at the beginning of the show, I had mentioned that Dave Murray recorded a look at tomorrow's weather. We're going to have beautiful weather tonight, but we could have some inclement weather rolling in. So let's hear really quickly from Dave Murray.
There's no weather concerns at all this evening or overnight, but tomorrow we do have some weather concerns. We have a warm front and a cold front hanging over us, and along that front, the warm front in particular, there'll be two waves of low pressure. So I'm really thinking Thursday is going to be a rock and roll weather day. The season's been very quiet, but I think it really comes alive on Thursday. The first wave should be mid to late morning across the St. Louis area. The second wave, somewhat in question, but if the atmosphere can recharge, would be mid to late afternoon. In between, the weather is going to be dry. Now, 85 for the high again on Thursday, but with thunderstorms around, temperatures will be bouncing all over the place. Thunderstorms will bring about a 20-degree drop in temperature. There'll also be gusty winds. The average wind, about 35 miles per hour, but in thunderstorms, 60 to 70 mile per hour winds. Lots of lightning, flash flooding possible with heavy, heavy rain, and the possibility of some isolated tornadoes. Not for everybody, but there's going to be quite a bit of twist going on in the atmosphere, so it is a dominant feature. Not so much a hail-making system on either wave, but again, this is a day coming up on Thursday to really keep a close eye on the weather and the sky. Thursday night, rain and thunderstorms will come to an end after about 9 or 10 o'clock. It's windy and it's cooler. Cold front comes through, winds swing to the northwest. 58 Friday is cloudy, maybe a spot shower, but not much in the way of rain. Gusty winds. It's a much cooler day on Friday. Lucky if we hit 70 degrees. The holiday weekend's looking pretty good. Saturday, partly sunny, 69. Sunday, partly sunny, 75. Monday, partly sunny, just a slight chance of a spot shower, and 79. But again, the key is Thursday, with two waves of rain and thunderstorms, and some of these storms will be on the severe side.
All right. That is some rock and roll weather indeed. I'm really glad we played that. There could be tornadoes tomorrow, so watch out.
Of course, Dave Murray is like quite the twist after his after telling us about potentially damaging tornadoes.
Can I just say, Mike is such a good producer. He's giving me like a 10 second, a 5, 4, 3, 2. You and I, we're not doing that.
I was watching him do that like, what is he doing?
You can do that?
What's he trying to tell us?
That was so good. So, Andrew, you have some breaking news for us.
I have some breaking news. I'm monitoring for breaking news. Stumbled upon this. Kevin Clark, who played the drummer in the film School of Rock.
Love that film.
Which is very relevant, especially to people around the three of ours age.
Of course.
And he has passed away at the age of 32.
Oh, no.
He was riding his bike around in the early morning on Chicago's north side. And he was struck by a Hyundai Sonata, which is a very specific thing I feel like to include in this article about it. And it mentions the Sonata a couple of times.
Wow.
Which feels like I really have a problem with Sonatas in particular. But he was taken to the hospital, where he was unfortunately did not end up making it.
Oh, my goodness.
20-year-old woman was the person that collided with him. Only issued a citation, which I always think is interesting. Obviously, it was an accident.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Man,
I mean,
that is such a shame. I absolutely love that movie. We used to rent that from Schnucks Video over and over again back when Schnucks had their video department. And my mom and my brother and I just watched it all the time. Mike, you were saying, super underrated movie.
I think it's one of the most underrated comedies of all time.
I would, if it were on tonight when I got home at 11:30, I'm probably watching it all the
watching
way through.
The whole thing.
Even though I'm tired, it's so, so good. So
you gotta.
Wow, that's very sad for his family, to anyone who loves the movie. I always really liked his character. All right, guys, we are going to take a break. When we come back in the next hour, 9:05 p.m., we're talking to my friend Amy Mark Scores. It's At Your Service on KMOX. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.